Hey guys, hope everybody can hear. So I'm also gonna record myself, just because I'm a narcissist. All right. Here we go. So Tov. Thank you guys for coming. Thanks for learning together with us. So this is the second shiur that we'll do. Last week we did one emanation from the Baal Shem Tov of Beis Kamarna. So this week I want to talk a little bit about Beis Biala. And I guess I'll start with a little bit of a story. A friend of mine and I were both finishing summer programs in Israel. I was a counselor on TVI, and he was on another program. He was with Mechina from YU. And we decided to extend our tickets, and we spent another month in Eretz Yisrael. We didn't really go back to miss the first week of classes and whatever. And we learned in Yeshivas Beis Yosef in Tzfas. It's a Hezdi Yeshiva. It's right on top of the Ari, the Ashkenazi Ari Shul. And we called them up and we said, you know, like, we'd like to learn in your Yeshiva. We'd like to learn together with you guys. Hey, there's sheets over here. I guess we'll put them over here. We ended up learning there. They said, if you help us out in the garden of the yeshiva, you can come learn with us. So we went to the yeshiva, and we spent the glorious month in Tzfas. And the Rosh Yeshiva is Rav Eyal Yakubovich, who's an amazing person. And I noticed that he was davening with this big white sitter, and davening there is very long, pretty much regular weekday davening is like hour plus. And I noticed everybody else in the yeshiva had the same sitter also. So we asked, like, what's going on with this sitter? And we wanted to find out, like, why does everybody have this sitter? So we asked somebody, he says, oh, this is the sitter of the Chalkas Yeshua. And he looked inside the sitter, and first of all, just to get the davening, it was like 40 pages of Divrei Torah and preparations. And then another thing that strikes you about the sitter is that there's an Ani Mamin before every single Shmoneh Esrei, and Ani Mamin has like 15 items, and like one of the items in Ani Mamin is like Ani Mamin b'Emunah Shleima Shkol Divrei Toras Habesh Tu Emes V'Chol Atzadikim Emamitim V'Harashvi and the Arizal. That's an Ani Mamin. And then I also noticed that there's like an entire section called Seder Ayom, which has like Hanhagas and Minhagim, for example, not to look in a mirror. There's a couple of pages on not looking into mirrors. Another couple of preparations on how to have Kufnaki before davening. And everything, the preparation for davening section is massive. And another thing that you notice is that the Nusach has changed in a number of places. And there's words added on. And then also, you notice that there's Shilav Hashem. So just like in a Sephardic Siddur, in Eidot HaMizrach, so when there's Yitke Vavke, so Shem Avaya, so it's extended and has a Lukim inside, Ad Shem Atnas inside of it also. Shilav Hashem everywhere. And I was like, wow, this Siddur has a lot going on. And I got to get myself one of these Siddurim. And I got it, and the more that I started davening with this Siddur, first of all, you feel special to have your own personal Siddur to daven from. And that's maybe a little bit different than what other people have. And then there's also this notion of like, every word of Tefillah is Mishulav Adivri Chassidus. In the words of the Baal Shem Tov and different tzaddikim from Beis Biala. So that was the first entry that I had. And part of me was, I have to learn more about who these tzaddikim are. And the more I bought the Sfarim, the more I realized I don't know anything. And it seemed more and more complicated because this one is related to this one, and this one's not related, and there's more and more Sfarim that come out. And so I said that maybe for in preparation for this year, and really for my own self-edification as well, so we'll try and learn a little bit about what Beis Biala is. And the things that came out in the past weeks preparing for this is that there's niflaus. It's just absolutely, it's incredible what Biala stands for, the uniqueness of Biala, and what Biala is today, that hopefully we'll get to at the end of the shiur. So I want to start off with Divrei Akdama, and to talk about, I know we mentioned it a little bit last week, we talked about speaking of the Shvachos Tzadikim, is like you're building a Beis HaMikdash still in time of Bein HaMitzarim. So I want to talk a little bit more about being Mesaper B'Shivchan Shel Tzadikim. So this comes from the Sefer that I used in preparation called Sefer Me'oris HaGedol Beis Biala. It comes from Rav Avram Rottenberg, who's a Biala Chassid in Eretz Yisrael. And he has about 500 pages of history, family history, everything about the Seychelles, everybody that they married, every connection, every sefer. He prints documents, their passports, pictures. It's unreal. It's on Otzar Chochma, if anybody wants to find it. So he opens up, and he has the following. Umnam, in kol zen in aser ak l'tar k'tas k'fimi usach leinu v'asak asen usgadlam v'tif artam. We're going to try a little bit, and what we're going to do today in this little talk, we're going to talk about the greatness of these tzaddikim. Ech shayu ovdim es Hashem yisbach m'sius nefesh, masu chalvim damam avar klal Yisrael. How they tried to serve Hashem, complete self-abnegation, completely giving over of themselves, and how they gave of their bodies, and they depleted themselves in the service of the Jewish people. And this is the part that was poignant for me. U'kidei shalom nishkach osam, so that we don't forget them. And they up on high will not forget us. And we know the Gemara Megillah talks about them. We mention Davar B'Shem Omrim. We talk about the words that said you can say the Divrei Torah. So we know that when we do Sifsoi Seim Davar V'Shekever, so it's like an aspect of Tchia, that when we talk about such things, that we bring those neshamas closer to this world, and we're able to tap into a little bit to forge a connection. But this aspect of Kedesh L'Nishkach, so many of the tzaddikim we're going to talk to tonight, I guess could be categorized, to me at least, as obscure, as maybe people that are less consequential, Chalila, for Jewish history. But there's something very redemptive about talking about people that maybe at least for me, speaking for myself, that their names, I've never heard their names mentioned. And then you go and you dig into these people and you find out what immense Jews these were. And I was saying to a friend of mine on the way up here that you get a feeling sometimes that we know the classics, right? Classics of Torah literature, whether it's Sefer Chassidus, or Sefer Musar, Sefer Machshava, Kabbalah, or Halacha. So we know the classics, but then we don't recognize, like you open up the Notes of Chachma, there's 80,000 Sfarim there. And that means thousands of Mechabrim, thousands of people that wrote this, thousands of Tzaddikim, and many of them for whatever reason, for whatever vicissitude of history, have been lost to history. So to be ma'orah and to be masking these people, so it's actually like a redemptive act. It brings them down to us, and we're mentioning Torah from people, and maybe their Torah hasn't been mentioned in a very long time. So that itself is, I think, from a derech avodah, I think that's a very incredible redemptive thing. He continues, says, "V'kach kosech kvod kedushas admar shlita." So when he refers to admar, he's referring to the Biala Rebbe. Really, what there's many Biala Rebbe's, which we'll get to at the end. But the Biala Rebbe of Biala Yerushalayim, Rebbe Tzal Simcha Menachem Ben Sion Rabinovitz, who's the author of the Mevaser Tov. So that's maybe I would say the most senior of the Biala Tzaddikim. He's certainly the oldest of those Tzaddikim that are alive today, and we'll get to him. So he says, Ki al yidei ma shanachnu mehalim v'shavtum et tzaddikim, by going and speaking the praises and the shvachos of these Tzaddikim, harei ze raya she'in zichrom nishkach, we're proving that their memories are not lost to history, meitanu v'odam kayyame b'seichenu, and is still within us, yishanu nishkashu simayim, and we have a connection to them. V'yidei kein ma'orim z'chusam v'nuchal amshich hashva'as magedolus, whatever hashva, whatever influence that they had in the world during their lifetime and when they were pole and when they were active, so able to go ahead and we're able to bring down this aspect of their Torah and we bring their time and connect it to ours. And we're maskir, right? It's as if we're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, did you know that there was a tzaddik, a Marshal Milansha? Do you know that he served you for his entire life? That he didn't move an etzba, he didn't move a finger, that wasn't kefir ratzon Hashem. And not so many people talk about this tzaddik today. So for us to mention that, so we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Jew like that, so have rachamim, have there schusim tagin aleinu. I think that's what we mean when we say that. When it's within us, as nesker schus avodosim aseim atovim fnei Hashem yisbarach. So we should, when we talk about these tzaddikim, so we really mean it when we say schusim tagin aleinu, that we hope, because Hashem could say, you could look at us, and you could say, or look at me, you could say, here's a dalmas, here's somebody that doesn't do so much, but at least I know what to praise. At least I know what to, ish kfi mahalala, right? Famous line from Futner, right? Your person is recognized by dint of who they praise. So by speaking out their praises, so we tap into their avodah, and we tap into their merits for us. And in the Ha'ara, he says over here, makom chiyuv. It's not just a nice thing to go and do, this is an obligation. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is osik in the shevach of tzaddikim. Hashem Himself praises tzaddikim. The osik maase v'shivchiyat tzaddikim osik maase merkava. And one that deals with learning about these tzaddikim is like dealing with the highest supernal mysteries of the world. K'mam Rabal Shem Tov Hakadosh zechat tzaddik kadosh levracha shuhu b'fnim v'adim shemchuyavim b'pi chazal l'saper v'shivchan shel tzaddikim. It's not just a nice thing; it's a chiyuv. It's an obligation. Right, especially we have a chiyuv to do this with people that didn't leave any legacy, with people that were cut down early. Because they're very hidden and they're distant from us. And it's a special mitzvah to reveal the aspect of the Torah that these tzaddikim expressed in their lifetimes. We add on another pan, another aspect of the Torah when we talk about them. Somebody that doesn't want to do this, so some might say, what are you wasting your time? Spending your time learning, and you're going ahead and you're talking about Shivchan Shel Tzadikim. What are you wasting your time doing that? You should learn Gemara, you should spend your time doing something else. So the current Bi'al Rebbe says, that it's a good sign, somebody that's not Osik Shivchan Shel Tzadikim, whether I'm being Meshabeach, the Tzadikim from Beis Bi'ala, whether I'm being Meshabeach, the Ktos HaChoshen, or whether I'm being Meshabeach, any tzaddikim from Beis Brisk. So if somebody is not moved by that, so he says it's a good sign that they're probably not moved by learning Gemara either. So he says, v'zeh oisus simenem al eilu shemevakrim, especially those that criticize. There's people that go ahead and have all sorts of critical things to say about tzaddikim. It's a good sign of what they're holding in other areas of. And he wrote Zaharich Yoter, I want to extend this. Avavadei tzarech ladas, the chomash and amovis, yagei lavinosam. The more that we struggle to understand them and their history and who they were, v'es mishnasam, adayin ein lanu shum asaga b'gadlusam. We recognize that we're only touching shifulik limusam. We're only touching like the hem of their kapatas and their skirts, as we'll see. We're going to talk about the tzaddikot of Beis Bi'ala. Aval kamur b'chozos yesh liyagev lizgada. We have to try our best to try and understand them and who they were. So before we go ahead and do something, anything, I want to go ahead and turn you guys to the last page, and really because I was so confused about the Shoshelis, so I took it upon myself to go ahead and just map it out for myself. So just want to walk us through where Beis Bi'ala comes from, and how it comes up really to our very day. So Shoshelis Bi'ala starts like this. So you have the Baal Shem at the top, last page. You have the Baal Shem at the top. And the Baal Shem had his Talmud, Rav Dov Ber Magid of Mezrich. So the Magid spread out the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov and to his Talmudim, and it began its exponential growth. You have Rav Melech Miluzhensk. And Rav Melech Miluzhensk had four main Talmudim, but one of his main Talmudim was Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Chozmi Lublin. Chozmi Lublin was the epicenter of Hasidus in Poland and surrounded himself with different tzaddikim. And one of the major tzaddikim that were the Talmud of the Chozmi Lublin was Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Mipreshiska. I see that I was probably thinking of the Toldos, so I wrote Yaakov Yosef, but it's Yaakov Yitzchak. And he was called Yehud HaKadosh, according to some stories. He was called Yehud HaKadosh. He got the title the Yehud HaKadosh because the Holy Jew, because they didn't want to call somebody by the name of their Rebbe, right? His Rebbe, the Chozmi's name was Yaakov Yitzchak, and so was the Yehud HaKadosh, so they called him. They gave him a nickname. So this was his nickname, and he became known as the Yehudi HaKadosh. So there was a split. The Chose split very famously from Yehudi HaKadosh. The Yehudi HaKadosh went from being a Talmud and started his own chatzer and surrounded himself with a different kind of avodah. Instead of gathering as many people as possible, the Yehudi HaKadosh went ahead and gathered really mitzuyanim around him, and tried to advocate for a less miracle-centric, miracle-focused, and what we would say, scholars would say, an ecstatic kind of Hasidus. And he tried to go ahead and have a more intellectual, rational side of Hasidus to the people that gathered around him. And that caused the split between himself and the Chose. But that's Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Mipreshischa, the Yehudi HaKadosh. His last name was Rabinovich. So he's really the first, he's the ancestor, Rabinovich, he's the ancestor of all the tzaddikim from Beis Bi'ala, and he had two main talmidim. He had his son, Rav Yerachmiel Rabinovich of Preshischa, and his other main talmid is Rav Simcha Bunim. Simcha Bunim, most of the chassidim followed Rav Simcha Bunim, and from there we have Beis Gur, we have the Kotzker Rebbe, we have Ishvitz, and Radzin come from that. That's one side, and then there's total other side. of Rav Yerachmiel Rabinovich of Rishiska. So this is really the beginning. Rav Yerachmiel had a son, Rav Nosson David Rabinovich Mishidlovtsa. You guys see what I'm holding in the... Yeah? So Rav Nosson David Mishidlovtsa. And when he was born, his sandik was his grandfather, the Yid HaKadosh. And the Yid HaKadosh said to everybody, Halachem Navi Umelech. Here you have a Navi Umelech. The Navi is Nosson HaNavi, and the Melech is David. And that comes from Siach Sarfei Kodesh, which is a collection of sayings of all the tzaddikim. And he had a sister, Maris Chaya Masha, and she was married. She was the first wife of Rav Elimelech Migrodzinsk, who is notable, besides being a tzaddik in Zorait, he's also the father of the Ish Kodesh. So he's the father, so that's already the first connection. And I'll explain why I think these connections, besides being a nice thing, I think are actually quite significant for understanding the Allah. So Rav Nosson David Mishidlovtsa has four sons and a daughter. His daughter is, starting from the right, Mara Sara Yuta. She married Rav Yecheskel Mikozhmir, great tzaddik in his own right. The next son, the oldest son, was Rav Tzemach Baruch Mishidlovtsa. The next was Rav Pinchas Mikinsk. And then, if you look at the last two, the first one is Rav Shraga Yair Mibialberzig, and he wrote a sefer called Aron Eidos. Aron Eidos is a beautiful sefer of Divrei Torah. Pretty much every single Divrei Torah is either Nutrikon or Gematria. Uses Roshei Tevos or Gematria. It's all Remez. Very, very beautiful sefer. The Aron Eidos, if you go underneath him, the Aron Eidos dies in 1911. He had two sons, Rav Chaim Yisrael Shalom Yekusiel Mishidlovtsa, and then Rav Nosson David, whose daughter married the Minchas Elazar. They were both killed by the Nazis, Mach Shemam, and that was the end of Beis Bialberzig, and it stopped right there. So that's an entire Shoshelis that was basically wiped out. And then the last son, which is basically the founder of Biala, is Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinovich Mi Biala. So it's the Munkach Minchas Elazar. In fact, we'll find as we go down that the current Munkach Rebbe, actually is his father. His father was a Rabinovich, comes from Biala. So you actually have one of the Biala Einikloch ended up becoming the Munkach Rebbe, because the Minchas Elazar didn't have a son that was Mamali Makoma, so his son-in-law ended up becoming the Munkach Rebbe. So again, if you're holding, so we find. We're touching upon so many different houses of Hasidus. There's so many different ancillary trees of Hasidim that connect. But let's continue. So Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinovich of Biala marries the daughter of Rav Yeshua Miostrava. So I brought just as an example, because it's just important to see what comes out of Biala. So this is the Toldos Adam. The Toldos Adam is authored by the father-in-law of the founder of the Biala dynasty. Toldos Adam is Rav Yeshua Miostrava, and Rav Yaakov Yitzchak is his son-in-law. He authored two main svarim, the Baal Divrei Bina and Yishrei Lev on Shabbos. He lives from 1847 to 1905. Moving along, because I want to continue beyond this, but I think it's very important to follow this in order to understand.
What are you holding right now?
Right now we're at this part. I probably should have gotten, I need a smart board for this stuff. We're right over here. Okay, so he has also four sons and a daughter. Okay, so the four sons, starting again all the way on the right, Rav Nosson David Mipartzava. Rav Nosson David of Partzava marries Leah Razel, who's the daughter of Rav Yaakov Yechiel of Kozhnitz. So he marries the granddaughter of the Kozhnitzer Magid. And his son, if you look right under him, his son, Rav Baruch Yeshua Yerachmiel Rabinovich, ends up becoming the Admar Mimunkach. I'll just say a few words on him, because he is, as I was looking through, we could have spent the entire show talking about him. He's an unbelievable figure. He becomes the Rebbe. The Munkach, the Minchas Elazar, dies before the Holocaust, and his son-in-law takes over the Munkach of Hasidus. And if you want to read more about this, I forgot the name, whether it's Sarna, one of the historians actually had a book about Hasidic dynasties coming to America, and he has a whole section on him. After the Holocaust, he ends up in Sao Paulo, Brazil. He he basically rejects the fierce anti-Zionism of his father-in-law, the Baal Minchas Elazar. Unfortunately, I mean, I say unfortunately, I can't understand, but he says incredibly harsh things about Rav Kook and about Zionism as well, about the Zara, Sitra Achra. Maybe people like to point to Satmar as really the locus for Hasidic anti-Zionism. Munkach is just as fierce, maybe even more fierce. And his son-in-law ends up moving to Sao Paulo, basically rejects the Admoras, and ends up coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and he becomes the chief rabbi of Cholon. I tweet out a picture of him together with Israeli soldiers in the Sinai, and he didn't continue as the Admor, to the great consternation of Munkach Hasidim. His son-in-law is his son is the current Munkach Rebbe. If anybody goes for like the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the one that wears the white kapata, so that's his son. So his son is a grandson of Rav Nosson David Mipartzeva. The next brother is Rav Meir Shlomo Yehuda of Mezrich. He's the author of the Zichron Mishle, which is an acronym of his name. He had a beautiful sefer in his own right. The next is Rav Avram Yeshua Heschel Milublin. He married the granddaughter of the Chidush Arim, and he's the author of the Baal Yeshua Savram. The next brother is Rav Yerachmiel Tzvi Mishaglitz, and he marries Maras Chava, who's the daughter of the Rebbe Mi'ozhrav, Rav Ar Yehuda Lev of Ozhrav. Before we get to them, there's a sister, Sara Matala, who basically was noheges like in Admoras. We'll talk about her in the shir, but she basically was a tzaddik in her own right. She had a number of chassidim that would gather around her. She would receive kvitloch, and she would answer kvitloch. She would daven. Pretty incredible. But she's not even the most. She's unbelievable in her own right. She's not even the most, I would say, this stuff is out there because it's shocking to sort of find this, and it's incredible to find it. But they have a son, Rav Yechiel Yoshua Rabinovich, and that's the Chelkas Yaakov. So we're right over here. That's the Chelkas Yoshua. The Chelkas Yoshua is the last Admor to be in Biala, and he dies in 1981. He has four sons also. Before we get to his sons, he had a sister, Maras Perala, Hashem Yikom Dama, who also led a group of women. She started a yeshiva in the Vilna ghetto. She would wear tzitzis, apparently. She would receive kvitloch, and she would give shiurim. And they said that the women that were part of her chabura, so they would go around, they had their own special tehillim that had beautiful lines, Ritzoneinu rak la'avodas avodas haborei, anachnu makdishim kol atzmo seinu la'kadosh baruch hu. Women that were true Balo Savoda, she was the leader of them. She married Rishloma Alter of Koydenov, and they were both killed. They were both killed by the Nazis. So she was an incredible figure in her own right. But now going down to the last line, and then we'll go back to the beginning. But now we have a sense of what kind of a family we're talking about, and the development of the Hasidus. The Chelkas Yeshua also has four sons. There's Rirachmiel, starting again on the right, Rirachmiel Tzvi Yehuda Rabinovich. So his son, Rav Simcha Ben Sion Yitzchak, is the author of the famous Piskei Tshuvos. If you look in the first volume, you don't have it here, if you look in the first volume, there's Askama from the current Biala Rebbe as well, and there's another seven sons as well, all of them different Biala Rebbe's, Biala Ramas Aaron, Biala in Har Nof, Biala in Bnei Brak. So they all continue the Biala line and have chatzirs of their own. The next brother is Rav David Matisyo, Rav Duvcha, who's the Baal Lav as David. He dies in 1997. His son is a Biala Rebbe that I've been zocha to meet and to sit at his table. He has they built the Beis Medrash now on the east side of Manhattan, a massive tzaddik, and also a person of a personality very, I don't know what's the right word, Isaac. I mean, like a magnetic personality, really incredibly forceful personality, and a tzaddik, and that's Rav Avram Yerachmiel Rabinovich, who's the Biala of the Admor of Biala Ostrava in Yerushalayim. There's another four brothers. The next one is Rav Yaakov Yitzchok, the Admor of Biala Ramas Aaron, and the last is Rav Bitzal Simcha Menachem Ben Sion, who's the author of the Mavaser Tov, who is like the Zaken of Admore Biala nowadays. So that's the Shosheles, and he was before that the Rav of Biala Lugano. Hi.
What's Ostrava?
So Ostrava comes if you go a few generations. So his grandfather So his great-grandfather, the Baal Divrei Bina, his father-in-law, the author of the Toldos Adam, was Rabbi Yeshua Ostrava. So they brought down the name to continue that Shoshalis as well. Right? So that's basically the entire Shoshalis. Hi.
Is there any Laban within all of the Hasidic dynasties as prevalent as the Alad?
Is there any?
Like bloodline.
So maybe we'll start out in earnest. The part of our shir, I've noticed, and I'll answer your question like this. I've noticed four specific things that I think make Biala very special. The first thing is that you constantly see the exponential growth of the generations, that you have more and more concentric circles of tzaddikim, and we're going to see one of the instructions of the Divrei Bina to his sons was that Chassidus and having a chatzar and having a court is not about gathering as many people to you as possible or being as big as possible. It's about everybody following their own path. And he said to each of them, he said, nobody's going to be mamshech darki. Everybody's going to go ahead and they're going to start and they're going to spread out and start their own thing. No competition, no fighting between brothers. Unfortunately, we see that sometimes as a Rebbe will have, a tzaddik will have two children or more, and they'll duke it out for who's going to be able to be mamshech derech. The derech of Biala in every generation was to go ahead and to spread out the chassidus as much as possible without a daga, without concern for how big the chatzar was going to be and for how many chassidim there were going to be. So you find this exponential growth. And also the brothers, they say that the sons of Nassim David, they said that the mamad, after Rav Nassim David of Shidlovtza, when he passed away, all of his sons would go and they would fear Tish together. All these tzaddikim would fear Tish, and they all were there to support each other. So there's this love of brothers. So one of the first mafianim is the complete non-competition, and therefore we find this sense. I'm not sure if it's exactly connected, but we have today Bnei Achar Ben that carry the same last name, Rabinovich, as the Yidak Kaddish that goes directly up. That's the first thing that I think is incredible. So it just grows exponentially of tzaddikim in every generation, and I mean. The Sefer is beautiful. All the Sfarim of Biala are beautiful. They have a beautiful publishing house that does an amazing job, and they print out the Sfarim for each of these tzaddikim. So there's a whole library of Biala Sfarim that come from all these different tzaddikim. The next thing that I think is unique about Biala is that it is, as you saw, it is a common thread. It is almost like the most authentic. I would say, if I were to be marchik leches a little bit, I would say that Biala, from what I'm seeing, nobody gets shot in the Baal Shem Tov, and nobody is more consistently connected to the Baal Shem Tov through all the generations than Beis Biala. You could open up certain works from certain different dynasties of tzaddikim, and by a certain point, they're almost not quoting the Baal Shem Tov in the circle of the Baal Shem Tov anymore. Right, Biala consistently is always drawing the line back to the Baal Shem Tov, where they come from, because the connection is so haduk, and they cut this path through Polish Chassidus that all the other families are connected to them, whether it's through Kesher Nisuin or whether it's through having the same Rebbes, and they're like this authentic path of Polish Chassidus, and I think that also lends this air to Biala. Biala has it's hard to express that there's almost like this kind of confidence, there's almost this kind of ease with Chassidus and Derech Le'Baal Shem because of how clear their line is and how clearly connected they are to the Kadmonim. So there's something. And then the third thing that I would say also is that another mafin, so meaning part of the second thing is that they touch upon all these things. You have the Piazetz, you have the Minchas, you have the Minchas Laz, you have Munkach, you have Kuzmir, you have Ozhrov, you have Kozhnitz, I'm trying to remember, you have even Kamarna is connected. The daughter of Rav Yaakov Moshe of Kamarna marries one of the children I'll tell you who it was. She, Rav Baruch Yoshua Yerachmiel, is married to the daughter of the Minchas Elazar, who is the granddaughter of Rav Yaakov, who's the great-granddaughter of the Damesek Eliezer of Kamarna. So again, all these connections. And when I say Pashtus, I mean that Biala, if you look in their Sfarim, they're quoting from everybody. And the idea is to give, not as simple as a bad word here, but to give clear chassidus. They're not necessarily Osik bin Estaros Larov, it's clear chassidus to their followers in a way that can be easily understood. And the last thing that we'll see in a moment is that Biala is always connected to the lowest people. Let's take a look in the next page and we'll find out what I mean by that. Okay, source number two. This is again in the Akhtama. Yisod HaYisodos. Mashapalu Rabbeinu Hashlish Ba'anshei Shlomam. What's the main thing that the Rebbes of Biala tried to instill in their Chassidim? Kosek V'Kiddush Shmaran Admer Shlita. The way of Biala Chassidus was Shvelus. They were not so big. Another, modesty and humility, and Hester Dover in hiding themselves. Rav Yerachmiel, who is the son of the Rav Yerachmiel is the son of the Yid HaKadosh, and really the first person, not the founder of the dynasty. It took him 14 years before they convinced him to become the to be Noeg Admorus, to start a Chatzir. It took him 14 years. The Marshal Milanshna, basically, who was also a Talmud of the Choza, said that Rashbi was in the cave for 13 years, and Rav Yerachmiel, it took him 14 years to hide. So in this respect, he hid himself more than Rashbi did. So it's Hester Dover, it's hiding themselves. They were not looking for people. Many of them that were tremendous ke'onim, and nobody knew about it. They would make themselves as if we don't know anything. They didn't need to stunt on anybody. Many of them didn't even want, rejected having Rabbanasim to be an Abbasin. They wanted to be Milamde Tinokos, they wanted to teach young children. That is the Ma'afiyin. If you're looking for the central Ma'afiyin, the central defining factor of these Tzadikim, it's this notion. This is what the Balm of Asertov says about the Tzadikim from Beis Biala. If you look in the next source, so we have from Rav Shlomo Leib Milansha, who is the father of the Toldos Adam, the father of Rav Yeshua Miostrava, so therefore he's the grandfather-in-law of the founder of the Biala dynasty. So he says the following: why were his chassidim, and subsequently the chassidim of his son and his son-in-law, why were all of his chassidim of broken hearts and of low spirits? Admod Hishivlo, he answered him. Don't you know that my people are from the 400 people that went together with David HaMelech? What's he referring to? The people that gathered around David HaMelech in the beginning were people that were in distress, in debt, and discontented, and broken. These were the people that he bedafka wanted to surround himself with and to raise up and to raise them up. And I could say this isn't just Torah, but I've seen nowadays from the outside. I struggle with this concept of bittul that I see with other people that are able to have to tzaddikim. But when I've seen the Biala Rebbe that I've seen, the people that surround him, he is there to repair hearts. He is there to each person according to their own needs and according to their own soul. In not a one size fits all kind of people. Everybody's spiritual needs are unique. This is the way that he interacted with them, with a comfortability around brokenheartedness. Comfortability around people that are down and out. Viskatzlo kolish mitzol isha shel no say chlishmar nefesh vialeim lesar v'yemo karba meyosish. Says these are my chassidim. On the other side, b'milioshloshim shana le'anagaso b'yom chav chasnis and shnas talag nistalik marana told us adam leveis olamo. So the father-in-law of Yaakov Yitzchak of Yala dies. V'nitvam b'makom asher bachar la'atzma b'chayev. So he chose his plot. Some tzaddikim choose to be buried in an oel or only next to certain people, and certainly there were other tzaddikim based Biala. One of them has in his tava that nobody should have ever been buried around him from Dalet Amos. But the Toldos Adam, listen to this. Nitvam b'makom asher bachar la'atzmo chayav b'chalkas yiladim shlo tamu tamcheit. So he says that the place that I'm going to be buried is going to be where the children were buried. Children that Nebuch passed away and that weren't able to lead full lives. So there's a section of Chalka in the cemetery for them. So that's where the Toldos Adam wanted to be buried. He said, I want to be next to the Tinoka Shaves Rabim. That's where this feeling of Biala comes from. The Beis HaChaim HaGadol Shemirchov Gan Shebevarshad. So that's where he was buried, in the Beis HaChaim. Unfortunately, I think it's this one. This Beis HaChaim, the cemetery, is totally razed by the Nazis. This is no place anymore. Next one. So what happens after the Baal Divrei Bina? And again, if you could reference the last page if you want. After the Baal Divrei Bina dies, what happens with the continuation of Biala? And this is the second aspect that I was talking about, which you guys notice with the exponential growth of the tzaddikim and how the shoshelis develops one from the other. He says, Ritzavaso. In his ethical will, in the continuation of the chatzar, this is what he says in his tzava. I'm telling my children, I'm commanding them, any jealousy, any hatred, any competition between them, they should toss out the window. V'yavu zet, and they should love one another. Ki hakol hashamayim, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'fi ratzon HaBaris Baruch, everything. And over here, he's obviously alluding to who's going to be Mekabel Nesiyos, who's going to go ahead and who's going to lead the tzaddikim. All comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lalos katlusam adbiyas inon b'dor yisharim yivorach. And to wait, Mashiach will come, and to live like this until Mashiach comes. V'acharshan rishona, and if they don't go into business, rak ha-chassidim yekabalei maros aleim, and there's people that accept their mastery over them, yaduru kol echa ve'echa be'ir acharis. They should be doing to live in different cities. And the one that's going to stay in Biala, in my place, that will be, will cast lots for that. There's no favoritism, there's no sense of like, this is going to be the miyaseid. That's what we see with these tzaddikim. V'chein la'achris takuso, devko ha-chassidim v'banav ha-kadoshim. Chassidim went to all these children, v'chol arba sa'achim ha-kadoshim, and he go, edus v'kirvus, libus v'nei Yisrael avim shvashmayim. Each one of his sons went ahead and gathered people and brought them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha-chassidim v'yikorinos m'derech melitza, arbaz ragli ha-merkava. The chassidim would call these four sons the four pedestals of the Merkava, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's supernal throne and Shamayim. So these were the four Chassidim that they all stood and upheld their side. Continuing on, and I'm conscious of time, and I'm going to make sure everybody's time is you guys work hard. So I'm going to be conscious of everything. So my brother said to me that Biala is Osio Zena Davar Talui Elabi. So if you look at the last line over here. Well, let's read quickly because I want to move on to other things. Aviyam Hakadosh Yishkiyah Rabbis V'Chinucham Ve'amat Tamid Al Amishma L'Man Yigadu V'Chachmi Toras Hashem Yir Hashamayim. He says, Pam Achas Hayak Sherabeinu Rav Hakadosh Mimezrich Ve'achiv Hakadosh Zeichet Tzadok Yivrach Mipartzeva Od V'yosim Yiladim Hayushneim Yoshu Yachta V'Shulchan Shabbos Kodesh Sheifz L'Aviyam Hakadosh. So these two brothers were sitting by their father, the Divrei Bina, Vasu Shneim Kiddush, and they both made Kiddush. Harav Hakadosh Mimezrich Hayu Yoter Bal Menagin. So the Zichra Mishlei, so he had a better voice. Vayomer Hakiddush Benigum Neima VeKol Arev. He would sing it out very beautifully. Rav Hakadosh Mipartzva Lo Asa Kokach Kemoso. The Partzva Rav wasn't able to do that. Shaluos Maduayin Atalomi Meachicha Echlasus Kiddush. How can you not learn from your brother how to make a proper Kiddush? When Yisarev Aviyim Skosigin Elizabeth, the Rebbeinu jumps into the conversation and says, Al Tomer Ken Gibunav Sho Adavar. Everything is totally in the way that their soul expresses itself. El Kol Echad Yasa Kiddush Chimashu Adam. Everybody makes Kiddush according to the way that they know to make Kiddush and the way that they are as a person. Nobody should imitate anybody else's derech avoda. Everybody must grow according to the proclivities of their soul. So I sent this to my brother after he mentioned this Eina Dover Toli Elabi thing to me. I said, look, here you go. Haraya, that this was the instruction about Divrei Bina to his children. Eina Dover Toli Elabi, you're Abba the Hashem. You're Nesias. The way that you function as a tzaddik, is according to your own derech. Find your own derech. Don't conform to anybody else's derech. And that's what his sons did. They listened. Next one. So I mentioned about not just the tzaddikim, but the nashim tzadkanios of Veis Biala. And what's very cool, and I talked about the comfortability of Biala, I haven't found a single Biala sefer that the beginning of the sefer doesn't start with the dedication, akdasha, the same way that you would see to great tzaddikim, speaking about Beis Yaakov, Eilu Anashim, speaking about the women of Veis Biala also. Each of them express love for their mothers and wives in ways that are open, and I would say somewhat unique in the way that people talk about such things. And in the sefer that I was reading in preparation this year, there's open discussion. Harabanit Hatzadkanit Maras Leah Reizel. So if you go to the last page, just to show you where she is. So Leah Reizel is the wife. If you look on the second of the lines over here, I feel terrible that it's so small. If you look in the second of the lines over here, Rav Leah Reizel marries Rav Nosson David Dipartzava. Okay, so that's the father of the person that became the Munkacherov. So listen to what he says. Listen to what he says about his wife, his mother. Harabanit Hatzadkanit Maras Leah Reizel Aleha Shalom Isha Gedola V'Tzadkanit Mefursemes Haisa. She was a famous tzaddik. Her father-in-law, the Baal Divrei Bina, says, "Bekama michtavav el beno Rabbeinu," in many letters to his son, he says, "Hayikara hachasidah mifursemes bas kedoshe elyon." Remember, we said that she comes from Kashnitz. She says, Hashulamis ha-chasida ha-muchkemes ha-muskeles bas kedoshi tevel. Beautiful, being maflik b'shivcha shel nashim tzadkaniyos. Ben achea rav ha-kadosh mefursim ha-muflav rav ar nichil mikoshnitz. He alei testified on her, asher od v'yadusa hayala shnei pamim gili Eliyahu. Said there was twice gili Eliyahu. The story goes that she was at the bris of one of the nephews. And she was 7 years old, and she said, Tati, who's that man standing in the back? He says, there is no man standing in the back. And then it happened again, she was standing at another, but says, I see the same man. He says, you've been zochet to two gilui Eliyahu. She had two, that's what Rav Aaron Yechiel Mikoshnitz says it out of. V'chiyam v'super v'seper sipur niflos migdol Yisrael, ha-ravinit le'a ishto shal v'kosh v'davim parts v'haitla, and continues, says she had gilui Eliyahu twice. Now we continue to source number 7. So this comes from Rav Yechiel, Maran Rav Yechiel Yeshua Rabinovich, the Baal Chalkas Yeshua. So Chalkas Yeshua, yeah.
There's a special thing in Bris that's the Gilui.
There's a tradition that says that the Malach HaBris that shows up is Pinchas, right? Pinchas, Nazar, and Aron HaKohen. That's announced before, and the tradition holds that Pinchas Eliyahu, so that we have Zuki Seishol Eliyahu, that we believe, or I try to believe, that Eliyahu Navi shows up at every Bris Kodesh for Bnei Yisrael. So that's who she ostensibly saw. That's who she saw when she was there. So that's Malach HaBris. So for the Baal Chalkas Yeshua, so besides having his beautiful Sidurim, I guess this is the point, I didn't put it in here, but like, what's a beautiful thing in the Chalkas Yeshua? What makes it such an unbelievable thing to daven from? So like, for example, before the Chadodi on Friday night, so there's a halacha. What's the halacha? The halacha is that if the chazan is singing, and especially if the chazan has a bad voice, you sing along with the chazan, and if you don't, so you nischayev b'nafsho. Why nischayev b'nafsho? Because the Gemara tells us that if you're malvim pechaveir b'rabim, skilu shoyfich damim, tzapizrayev shvichus damim. So you have to go ahead and sing because you can't embarrass somebody that gets up to be a baal tefillah for everybody else. That's like the kind of stuff that the siddur is interspersed with. I mean, how can you daven with something else? It's a beautiful thing. I said this in shul. People looked at me like, we just want to listen. Just want to listen. We don't want to be chayav misa on this. So he writes in his, in Parshas Naso the following. He says, Od leParshas Naso, source 7, Alpi Masha Shamati Me'imi Morasi HaRabanit HaTzadeke Zichrono Levracha. So he's referring to his own mother. His own mother is Maraschava, this is daughter of Arihu the Lev of Azrav. So he's quoting his mother in his Sefer, and he says, Shamati Me'imi Morasi HaRabanit HaTzadeke Zichrono Levracha Shemargla Bepuma. What did she say? Alpi Bakasha V'Tfila V'Haser Tzotam Milfanin Me'acharenu. So we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take the Satan away from the beginning and the end of us. So Shekodim HaMitzvah V'HaTorah Ba Yetzahara, before we go and learn and before we perform mitzvahs, the Yetzahara, the Baal Dover comes, V'Hachnis V'Leiv Shvelu Shlo Yaseh HaMitzvah, and it has all kinds of messages to us, don't do this mitzvah. V'Achrasiyas HaMitzvah V'Hachnis Bogeyas, and then what happens? So that's before you do the mitzvah, every excuse in the world to not do the mitzvah. Then you do the mitzvah, so what does it do? Says, okay, you did the mitzvah, now feel great about yourself. Now feel really high on everything, right? Be misnaseh with this mitzvah. You're so good, you davened. Right? You're so good, you learned. You're so good, you get tzedakah. I know you didn't want to do it beforehand, now you're so amazing. That's the sotam milfaninu miyachareinu, when we serve a kashvarchu. V'zesha anu mevakshin v'hasar sotam milfaninu miyachareinu, when we davened to kashvarchu, take the sotam away from before and after. Shal yishloit banu koidma mitzvah achare mitzvah, that the sotam shouldn't be present whether before we do the mitzvah or after we do the mitzvah, period. When we deal with matters of kedusha, lo yiyah will be for us. So you should say, "There's no satan here." When I'm performing mitzvahs, when I'm learning Torah, when I'm davening Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's all me. There's nobody else here. This is my kedusha. Satan, anybody else is not going to be misariv in my kedusha. And if you look at the footnote here, Kvod Kedusha Admar Achalkas Yeshua says, Admar Zchusi Agen Aleinu Hifli Bezez Godi Diasa B'Sifrei Chassidus. She was apparently a bikiah in all of Sifrei Chassidus. So continuing, and we'll finish the shir with this with the last few things. And really, I just want to be mitzayin. I know that we didn't necessarily put in too many divrei Torah from Beis Di'ala, and I think the reason is because the more that I was expected to do, like the last year, just do the Shoshalas and then to go straight into Torah, is because I think the history of the family itself is Torah. The history of the family itself is almost, I can't who am I to say, but if the Baal Shem Tov were to imagine a Shoshelis, if the Baal Shem Tov were to imagine a family that continues in the way of the Baal Shem Tov, it would be this family. It would be Biala. It would be the way that they go ahead and spread the words of Baal Shem Tov. Even to this very day, the Baal Mevaseh Tov quotes from everybody, and I highly recommend this forum. I had never opened it up until recently. They are unreal, and in each of them, the Baal Shem Tov is mentioned on every single page, which is not so common in Sifrei Chassidus nowadays. From the big Chatzeres, the Baal Shem Tov is mentioned every page. So the reason I left it out is because my goal, at least my aim, is for people to use the knowledge of the family and the kind of tzaddikim that we're talking about and what their derech was, and to be able to go into the library of Biala on your own, or to daven with the library of Biala on your own, and understand where it's coming from. Right? It's a If you'll allow me, you know, the great scholar of Kabbalah, who basically invented the field of study of Kabbalah, Gershom Scholem, said that people are asking, why are you Osik in the biographical details? He says, it's impossible to understand spirituality without understanding biography. To understand where that spirituality comes from, who the people are that we're talking about in the text and the revelations that they're talking about, it is almost bereft if we don't understand who the person expressing it is. So I apologize if there was more expectation of Divrei Torah, but for me at least, the history of the family itself is Torah. So the last thing that I want to talk about, really, I mentioned that we're not just talking about tzaddikim, but we're talking about tzaddikot also. So I mentioned Maris Devora Perel was the wife of Roshalom Alter Perel of Koydenov. She was the daughter of Yerachmiel Tzvi, and she was the sister of the Chalkas Yeshua. So she held her own. She had brothers that were tzaddikim. She held her own. And she started a Beis Medrash for women in the ghetto of Vilna during the Holocaust. We're going to read the story of her yeshiva. Okay? So this comes from the same Sefer HaMaros HaGedol Beis Biala. So we're on page 4. HaRabbanis Maros Perel Alei HaSholem Haisa Ishius Mufursemes V'yira Shamayim V'Tzidkus. She was very famous and well known for her righteousness. He Haisa Af Milumedes Gedola. She knew a lot. Ubetoicha Gito BeVilna Bo Shehaisa Haitha Maser Shiurim L'Nashim Yidei Lehachios Alevavos HaNishvarim. She would give Shiurim and heal broken hearts. B'Sefer Admorim Shenisvu B'Shoah Mesupar in the Sefer of the leaders of Hasidus that were killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, it's told the following: Arabanis Perla Mikoydenov Haisam in Arishonu She'azru Liyaseidus Beis HaMedrash L'Nashim L'Ghetto Vilna. She was one of the first women that established the Beis Medrash for women in the Vilna ghetto. Hayaze Irgun Nashim Dati B'Ghetto B'Hanhagas Maras Vega Vegel Ale Asholem Bito Shara Vegel Mitrachim Bord. Shahaisa Mechuna Fegilas de Rebis. Beis HaMedrash L'Nasim knows the Tchila Beis HaRechov, Beis HaCholim. It was started on the road of the hospital. Dirasa Shal HaShochid HaChasr of Aaron Yedidovich. La'ach Mikin Over L'Dirasa Shal Rabbanis Rais Milotzk. And it moved to the house of the Lotzka Rebetzin. Beis HaMedrash L'Nasim knows that Al-Yidei Fegilas de Rebis. La'ach HaSheh Nichlu'u Ayehudim Ben Kot Le'agedo Atzar. And they started this after the walls of the ghetto closed around the Jews. Fegelas dem Rebbes irgen ob Ezra's kvutza shabanos umoros mi Beis Yaakov mi irim ve ayoros shonos es hanaros vanosh medatios begetta Vilna. It took the teachers from the local Beis Yaakovs, and this is what they did inside the ghetto. Matras irgun haita. What was the aim? Lihita seif yom yom berchov Beis Achon lispalev lomar telim betzibur. They would daven and they would say telim betzibur. Shirim masra harabanit perlov mikodinov varanovich. So the Koydenov of Rebbetzin would give Shurim, Verabos Acheros, and many other women as well. Midi Shabbos Lamdu Beis Hamedrash Lenoshes Parshas Shavuim Nashim Farshim Acherim Perki Avos Dini Shulchan Aruch Vegam Leket Miseifrim Musar Ashonim. Rabos Min Hanashim. Many of these women, Mechasidosea Shelfegla Nisu Iman Tamid Sidurim Kitanim. They would always carry with them small sitters. Gama Rabbanis Perlov Nasa Ima Tamid Sidur Katan Kaseh. So too with Maras Perl, with Maras Vara Perl, she would also carry one of these sidurim with them. And on the jacket of the sidur it said, Hashamayim Vishmeh Hashamayim Haaretz V'cholasher Lelo Nivro El Leman Hutzarech Adam. The entire world and everything that is in it was created for us. Mitachat lezeh, underneath it, Elech Hashem nafshi esa. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I give my soul over to you. Levasof, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kishanu Mitzos V'tzivanu L'kadish Shmo V'Shem Yisrael V'Rabim. Kishetafsu Agermanim Esarabanis Perlov, when the Germans finally got to the Koydenov Rebbetzin, sister of the Chalkas Yeshua, Lachi ma min astam is a siddur katam v'asa sa'as abracha kish Hashem. So min astam, she had the siddur with her when she was led out to the forest. And she was killed along with her husband and many other of these nashim tzadkanios. So these are the people, these are the Jews we're talking about. So we'll finish with the Hakdama of the Rosh Machon Ginzei Ma'ariv. I mentioned that Biala has a robust publishing house. They're known by the orange pages. That's how you can know it. It's Biala Sefer. And he writes in the front, and they have all these gorgeous fonts. It's like, it's art. It really is art. I don't know if there's more beautiful Sfarim out there. But he writes like this. So this is the Harava Chassin Meir Cheskel Wiener. So this is what he writes. And he's in charge of the publishing house, and I believe his son now is being brought into the Malacha as well. Light of tzaddikim should illuminate our path like the light of day. God says, don't fear children of Yaakov Avinu, don't fear Yaakov Avinu, v'altechas Yisrael, ki hinini moshiachem erochok, I will save you from a distance, v'zarecham yared shavim v'shav Yaakov v'shokit v'shanav v'machrit. We'll return to our land, return, and nobody will make us afraid, nobody will cause us any stress or distress, ufdu Yashem azay yishuvun, and we'll return. And will come with the Geula and will be drawn back to Eretz HaKodesh. And part of the indication that we're in this time is that many of the Sfarim of the Baal Shem Tov are being continued to be printed. And we're fulfilling that which the Baal Shem Tov says. I asked the Mashiach, when is the Mashiach coming? This is how you'll know. When your wellsprings burst forth and the world knows of your Torah and it spreads out. And that's printed in the Chalkas Yeshua. V'chein mitzalin ana. L'chai demalka l'orech yamim v'shanim tovos. We daven for long life. Shanim tovos mitoch b'riyas guf and horav alya with divine illumination and health. May God be with us as He is with all of our ancestors, especially in a Biala Sefer, thinking about how the clarity of how the ancestors go back to the Kadmonim, and the understanding of their fathers and mothers and their family and who they are. May God not desist from us or move away from us and turn our hearts to Him, to follow in all the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to perform His mitzvahs. Together with our leaders and our rabbis, together with us leading the way. Amen, v'amen, v'chein, yihi ratzon. So stop over here. Thank you all so much for coming. I really, really appreciate it. Ezus Hashem Yisparach. If anybody wants, so next week I think we're going to do Beis Radomsk. We'll do that and.